Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jason Barsky Show.
I wear a mask because why not?
WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
Mayor of Wilkes-Barre, George Brown, welcome to the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jason. I'm glad you're keeping your mask on. That's a start.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you said that prior to the pandemic because you saw pictures. Thank you. It hurt my feelings a lot. Now, Mr. Mayor, all right, so you're not out to destroy people's fun. You don't want to take fun away from people. But you did recently come out, and you weren't alone. You were with, what, city council and fire and police from Wilkes-Barre saying, we got to do something about fireworks.
Yeah, Jason, I held a press conference last Friday, and the message is that when Act 43 was passed through the legislature and Governor Wolf signed it, it opened up a lot of sales for fireworks that were not able to be sold before that. And one of the reasons is that it increased the sales tax on fireworks from 6% to 18%. So I don't feel that the 18% revenue that's getting to the state is worth all of the hardship that our people are going through. And I get calls every single day. Our police are out. Last weekend, we had over 200 calls for fireworks and related type calls. We have extra police on at night trying to locate the people. We're citing people. But the problem is, Jason, I can only cite them for a $100 fine. That's part of the Act 43. And I want to do one of two things, either repeal Act 43, stop the sale, or give the municipalities the authority to be able to impose stricter penalties. Under this act, I'm overruled by the governor and the state, so I can't do any more than impose a citation with a $100 fee on it.
Now, obviously the safety of people who live in Wilkes-Barre is important to you, but is it mostly noise complaints late at night, fireworks going off?
Yeah, it's a combination. We had a house burned down last year because of fireworks. It pulls our resources off of their normal, on the needs of the city. I'll give you an example. The police, the firemen, they're pulled off of their jobs to respond when we have to take care of things like a fire related to fireworks or all the calls that we're having related to fireworks. So that's one thing. But also, they're going off at 5 o'clock in the morning. They're going off at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're going off at midnight. They're going off at 11. And people are in bed. We have gotten calls from, I'll give you an example. I talked to one Marine veteran last week. It was right before the press conference. He said, Mayor, when they go off, I go right underneath my couch. He said, it brings back these terrible memories of Afghanistan. He said, I have a 3-year-old son, and he's scared. You know, it's not even that. It's disrupting people's lives because people don't have the courtesy of not setting them off. They want to get this big bang out of it, literally, and it's ruining our people's their lives, basically. It's just a shame. I'm really upset about this.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know, like, fireworks, fireworks can be fun. I remember when this was passed, I remember thinking to myself, well, that's the cost of, that little bit of extra tax money is what they're saying. Well, you know, for people who are careless, it's worth it for that tax revenue. And I don't know that it necessarily is. I think this idea that we can light fireworks off whenever, wherever, with very little penalty it's a little too loose. The fact that people are lighting these off in their backyards around other homes is probably not the smartest.
We have ordinances and laws that they're not supposed to within the city of Wilkes-Barre. You can't set it off within 150 feet of a residence, or you can't set it off on a city property. People are doing that. And the problem is that the revenue source was a key reason for this being passed, and I think that that was wrong. It helped to balance the budget in 2017, but it's not worth what our people are going through today. And we're asking people to reach out to the state legislature and the governor's office and tell them repeal Act 43. Now, State Representative Schwenk from Berks County is actually going to be submitting a bill to repeal that. And I give her a lot of credit. I support her for that. I think our other representatives have to stand up and say, this is wrong. If the people got the calls that I'm getting, Jason, it's just, it's heartbreaking. It's sad. It really is. So I'm adamant about this, and I guess you could tell that in my voice.
Yeah.
But I just think it's wrong, Jason.
Do you get calls where people think gunshots, or is it mostly they know it's fireworks?
No, that, exactly what you said. We had five of them go off last week, 5 o'clock in the morning. You couldn't tell if it was a gunshot or fireworks. It turned out to be fireworks, but you can't tell. And they sound so close to that same noise, that fireworks or a gunshot, that our people have to investigate it. It's wrong. It just ties us up too much with the resources. But I'm worried, too, because we had someone that died in the city of Scranton last week with fireworks. I don't want that to happen to my residents. I don't want anybody being injured. I know people personally have lost fingers because of fireworks. That shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, and we're talking about people who aren't, you know, the stereotype is, oh, yeah, a person blew their hand off using fireworks. What a dummy. Sometimes you have smart people who just make bad decisions. And the man you talked about who died at 31, he was 31. I mean, that's crazy. And he had a profession. It says professional-grade pyrotechnic device. Probably not necessary. I mean, last year, I won't say how I know these people, but they invited me to a private show, and one of the things tipped over, and we almost all got hit. So when they work the way they're supposed to work, they're awesome. And seeing it up close and up close and personal, it's an awesome experience. But when they go wrong, like something goes wrong, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And it makes me wonder, I don't know. I didn't like this last year, the risk of fire. And I'll be honest, last year I didn't really think about the noise. I figured, well, what are the chances people are going to light these off all year round? And sure enough, I was wrong that people are lighting them off all year round and late at night, and it's frustrating. What do you think the chances of anything actually happening with this are?
Well, that's a great question, because we've gotten an awful lot of support from people. Once we did the press conference on Friday, my phone's been ringing off the hook. I've gotten numerous emails and text messages saying, Mayor, we're going to contact our legislator. I walked into City Hall today, and one of my employees said, Mayor, I sent a message to the governor's office. It's building the support that we're looking for.
Gotcha.
That's how it's going to happen. We get the support of the people. We get the legislature to see that the people are behind repealing this act. That's how things change, Jason. It's not just one person.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grassroots type of support that we're getting. And it's amazing because I was really, it took right off Friday afternoon. I started getting these support calls.
Yeah, and I saw the Borough Council of German is going to vote Thursday to restrict it. Because right now, if I remember correctly, people can light these off all year round if they want.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not just a holiday-related thing, so you can, you know, put extra people on the street to make sure it's safe, extra firefighters. This is all year round. If you want to have a fireworks for a 12-year-old's birthday party in the middle of December, feel free, because the law says you can now. It seems unnecessary, but...
Well, the law says that you can purchase them, but you can't light them off in the city of Wilkes-Barre. There's no place that's legal in the city of Wilkes-Barre to light them off. And the problem is, when they light them off, and we go and we try to respond, it's in so many numerous places. Like I said, 200 calls in one weekend. That's just... It's unbelievable. So they can light them off if they find a place that's suitable. But our city is so dense right now that I don't know where you could find a place that has 150 feet where there's not a residence or a private property or a city property. And our fire chief said it the right way. He said, someone is going to get hurt. Someone is going to have a terrible situation when they light these fireworks off. It's going to happen. It's going to happen this year. And I'm just dreading that because I don't want to go through what Mayor Cognetti is going through in Scranton with the person, you know, dying from this. I don't want that to happen.
Well, we'll follow this and see what happens. And just, you know, this time of year used to be the time of year we'd have to worry about it, but it's happening. It's been happening for months now. And, you know, keep us updated as to, you know, what's happening. And it's interesting. With all the bigger problems in the world, it doesn't seem like it's that, like, pressing, because we're seeing people die. We're seeing people fight in the streets and tearing statues down. But, you know, I don't know. I don't like when it scares dogs. I'm a softie like that. I don't like it when it scares dogs, and I certainly don't like it when it brings back bad memories to people who served our country. It's something I hadn't thought of before to hear you say that's really frustrating and annoying. So, you know, keep in touch. Let us know, you know, the latest on it. And
well,
please be safe.
People are using the fireworks they're firing at each other. They're purchasing them and actually shooting them at people.
Wait, who's doing this?
Pardon me?
Who's doing this?
Yeah, some of the people that, let me put it this way. They found that they can use them now as a weapon.
Lovely.
And that's another thing now. I can't get into that because we have enough, as you said, tensions and stress that's going on.
Yeah.
But it's not just the dogs. It's not just it's a quality of life that's being ruined by these people. And that's the message I'm trying to get out there.
I got you.
You know, people can't sit and watch TV or go to bed at 11 o'clock at night without being up until 3 o'clock in the morning. Last week I heard from a nurse. She called me. She said, I'm an ER nurse. She said, I was up all night with these fireworks, and now I have to go to work today. It's really ruining their quality of life, Jason.
And like I said, let us...
It's just an inconvenience. It really is.
Let us know the latest on it, and I just wish people would be safe and fire them no later than 9 o'clock. That would make me happy, and I'd be willing to take that compromise. Yeah. Just have a bit of self-control, everybody, please.
Jason, I love calling into your show. It's just this is a serious matter that I'm taking. Normally, I'll be quite more jovial when I'm on your show. Okay.
No, it's okay. I will mark this down as Mayor George Brown was no fun today. No.
All right.
I'll kid with you. I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much.
The Jason Barsky Show, weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.